This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM in the Radio.com app. Chris Middleton reportedly telling teams. This is from Jordan Brenner of The Athletic. He's going to re-up in Milwaukee. One Western Conference executive saying, quote, not going to be the max. Appears he'll get an extra fifth year. Be a little less in the beginning. It won't be the max, but it'll be close. Bucks fans, 414-799-1250. Our Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day question of the day. Are you happy if Chris Middleton's back? Little less than the max. A little bit. Close. Not the full max. 414-799-1250. Ed's on the north side of Milwaukee. Ed's up on the Wendy's Big Show. Ed, you going to be happy if Chris Middleton re-ups with the Bucks?
Oh, yes. I got a couple things to say. One is that a little better free throw shooting by Giannis, and we had a parade yesterday. It's that simple. So to bring those same guys back, improve a little bit on what you can. But we had darn near enough last year, guys. This wasn't something that we got wiped out by this team. We got beat. We are up 2-0. If we win game three, which two more free throws by Giannis in that game, we win game three. And we're up 3-0, and nobody's ever come back from 3-0. So that seems that simple.
Appreciate the call, Ed. And it does. It seems that simple, Gary, when you say it that way, that Giannis makes two free throws in that game three, and it's all but locked down in a game that you lose in overtime to the Raptors, and it really swings the series looking back on it. Obviously, we know what it did. They ended up winning three more straight after that. But at the time, we all came in here after that game and said, Raptors, it took them 4.5 quarters to beat the Bucks. They had to play their best game, and
right.
Giannis missed two clutch free throws at the end of the game.
You feel good about the loss.
Felt really good about it. You still felt like thing was over.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think when you start looking long-term at the Milwaukee Bucks, and Leroy's right, the fan base, the Milwaukee Bucks fan base is, well, the people that call on our show, because I'm not going to label everybody, but the people that I call on our show, for the most part, the Bucks fan base is just weird. I mean, it just is. I mean, you really haven't had a winner since Kareem them?
I mean, you go to the Eastern Conference Finals in 01, but you haven't had a team win a title since 71.
Yeah, I mean,
good taste of success in the 80s.
I mean, it feels like they're a perennial.
They're a perennial mediocre organization for the last three decades. Yes.
But they feel like they're a perennial winner, though. It's what it feels like to me.
See, no, I don't get that. I don't get that feel of it.
Yeah, I do all the time. The Bucks to me are a weird. You know, here's the thing. You never talk about them enough. We got that a lot.
Sure,
they complain a lot, and maybe they're the little brother that's trying to fight their way in, you know, and because they haven't trying to make themselves relevant, and maybe they feel a little, maybe the because they're in town with the Brewers, and the Brewers have been done.
You just
been
don't doing, think that it's long suffering, wanting to win now, wanting to grab the brass ring when you have it as close as possible.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, then you should appreciate it more.
Well, I think people obviously appreciated the run that they went on this year. They just realized how close you were. This could be the best opportunity the Bucks have to win a title in 50 more years.
Then bring the same team back then.
At whatever cost.
Yes.
Okay, 414-799-1250 Bucks fans. Are you happy if it appears that Chris Middleton is going to stay with the Bucks at near a max deal, according to Jordan Brenner of The Athletic? Big Dave's in Brown Deer. He's on the fan. Big Dave?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey, good. What's going on, my brother?
I mean,
I'm doing real well. Thanks, Leroy. Where I'm coming from is Ed and you guys referenced bringing the same team back. If we're with I'm going to go, no, I'm not happy with Middleton. I'll throw that out there right away. But if we're bringing Middleton back near Max, and people are saying bring the same team back, where do you see the money for Mirotic, Lopez, and Brogdon? To me, Brogdon was top priority. And to me, if he's healthy all the way through, everything's retrospect. Obviously, at this point, we faltered. If we're bringing Brogdon back in, and he's healthy, I think it's almost a no-doubter that that little bit extra from a top-end player, I mean, he's putting up historic numbers with obviously his 90%. I mean, you guys know what the game is there. Mm-hmm. Bringing a guy like Middleton back at max money, that limits other guys coming into the fold. Our bench is good. We were right there, but other teams are getting better. I mean, our window is here. It's Giannis. Like you guys said, he takes that next step, Giannis, and we're right there no matter what. I mean, whatever you put around him, if he turns into LeBron, he turns into KD, these next level guys, I mean, the Bucks are there. But bringing Middleton back, I mean, his career lows in three-point percentage, defensively not that great. I mean, he's a supplementary piece, but near max, I think that limits our roster and puts us on the outside looking in as far as championship contention.
Yeah, I think Mirotić is the one guy that financially you probably can't afford to keep. If you keep Lopez, Brogdon, Middleton, you already signed Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
I think George Hill.
Mirotić was a huge disappointment in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
George Hill probably comes back at a minimal amount. So I'm thinking he's probably back in the fold. I think Mirotić wants to be here. I just don't think financially it works. Now, if they unexpectedly lose Brook Lopez to another team for more money, then that's going to be a big problem.
He'd be one of the few guys I was willing to overpay. But I want that guy to give me his answer all over again because Steve was coughing, and I don't allow that when I'm listening to answers. If nobody knows that joke,
Steve, you don't know the joke, Steve?
No, Steve don't care. Hey, but listen.
You don't know the joke?
And I don't care.
When
he doesn't care, Leroy.
Oh, I know. That's why I said it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Keep moving.
Now, they're trying to trade the 30th pick, right?
That's what they're saying, trying to factor in Ersan and Snell.
Yeah, so and the draft is Thursday. So they're trying to clear up cap space. Now leaks out, but this comes out about Middleton. Something is going on down at the Five Serve. Something is going on down there. And this is on the cusp of after the Vic, Pelican, and Lakers trade. Teams are starting to see a lot of movement that – how much this draft is really a big deal, really. I mean,
well, now the biggest piece is fallen.
I mean, really, you can start to almost. I don't even know how many people are going to really watch this draft.
It's not a very good draft either.
Not many people are going to watch it. Most people are just going to be listening to it on the radio.com app. The
Pro Hoops draft
party
on
157 FM The Fan.
If you had people shopping a first round pick with a guy to do this, and this, that would be a big news.
Big news.
But it just wasn't. Because a lot of people still, it comes back to, what are you going to do with Chris Middleton? No, how much you got left? What if some team gives Brogdon this? These are the things that Horse and these guys have already forecasted. They're ahead of the curve. And now, you know, I will say this, though. I'm so glad that people that run these franchises, some of them, do not think the same way fans do and
no doubt. Yeah, there's a reason why they get. There's a reason why they have those jobs, and we don't.
Yes.
We have these jobs, which are very, very fun. And
I wish we got paid for it, but it's fun. But I'm glad they don't think like that. Otherwise, you know what? You wouldn't have anybody on the team that's having a bad year. You would cut that guy, and you would just the money would just go away.
You're right. This job would be more
physically. Just when they would survive, and when the new ownership comes in. Well, not comes in, when he takes control.
Takes over here on July 1st, yeah.
He might say, you know what, Horace? I don't mind going close to the luxury tag. I don't mind.
Could go in it. Mark Lazary could have a little bit extra coin. He could be down with it.
And that would make a big difference.
Skyler's on the north side of Milwaukee. He's up on the Fan. Skyler, you happy Chris Middleton telling teams he's going to re-up with the Bucks? Close to the max, not the full max?
No, I am not.
See?
And I'm going to tell you why.
Let me hear it.
Let me ask you this. The Bucks didn't even go try, man. Why would you tie your money up with somebody that's not even an elite athlete?
Who you want them to get there? Who you want?
Nah, I would just want them to try to get whoever. I don't care. Somebody elite, Kyrie, somebody Kimbo, anybody elite. anybody that just somebody that, another killer on the other side of Giannis, because you know, everybody expecting Giannis to, you know, he got to get better and this and that. But at the end of the day, if he had Jimmy Butler next to him instead of Chris Middleton, we would be in the parade right now. Just
so you want you want Jimmy Butler over Chris Middleton?
Yeah, because we'd be in the parade. I mean, I know he got an attitude problem, and if you talk about his attitude, but he's a better player than Chris Middleton. Yeah, if you were to replace Jimmy Butler with Chris Middleton last year, we would have a parade.
Well, let me ask my basketball guy, Bucks guy, Steve. You want Jimmy Butler over Chris Middleton?
No.
Okay.
But for what he said, the attitude. I don't want the attitude in this locker room. I don't want to deal with him.
Right.
Is he a better basketball player? Yeah, I think Jimmy Butler's a better basketball player, but I don't want to deal with the attitude that comes along with it.
Give me
this
somebody
locker
else then, Skyler. Not Jimmy. You won't want Jimmy. Give me somebody else.
Okay. Kimber Walker. Over Kimber Walker.
Over who? Brogdon?
Middleton.
Yeah, he's going to take Brogdon's
spot. Over Middleton.
What's your lineup going to be then?
Well, no. I would say...
He wants anybody over Middleton, cuz.
That's what I'm trying to get.
That's what he's trying to say, Steve.
No. Hey,
yeah, he is.
Gary, hold up for a second. Okay. Hold up for a second.
Go ahead.
I'll take Middleton if you take some of that money and give it to, like, if you didn't give Eric Bledsoe his money and then try to give some of that to Kimba or Kimba and then keep Chris Middleton. Then yeah, I keep Chris Middleton. If then I can get Kimba for Bledsoe, because then you got another killer that's gonna help Giannis out.
Yeah, but they're gonna have to trade Bledsoe to do that though.
I would do that. It's a hobby.
Okay, well,
appreciate the call, Scott.
A lot of that comes into you did
lock up Eric Bledsoe at the beginning of the year, and now you cannot move that deal. That deal is here.
But listen, teams would jump all over that deal. That's a good deal. That's a Christian Yelich type deal. A 4-year deal.
Not.
Yeah, it is.
$70 million
over what, 4 or 5 years?
4 years.
Yes. He could have got more, but why even do that? Like, you don't just, those are good deals. So he could trade that if they wanted to move him. Teams would jump all over that. You can get blessed for 4 years at 70 instead of paying some guy 4 years at 125. Yeah, they would do that. I don't know what you can get back though.
Still can't believe Christian Yelich is only making
$11
million. What's up?
I'm going to start making a list of guys I just want to hang out and drink some bourbon.
What that was you gave Katie? You gave Katie something.
The Buffalo Trace. I want to
start
hanging out. Skyler would be one of them.
He'd be one of them?
Yeah, he definitely.
Travin Brown Deer would be another.
Travin Brown Deer.
Yes.
He would be number 1, 2, and 3 for
Ram,
me.
Ram
be on my list.
I couldn't hang out with Ram because he's always whispering.
You got to have him.
Because
he'll bring you back.
You can't whisper when you're talking.
Well, no, because everybody else is going to be shouting and screaming. Then
Roger. I'd like to have Roger there. He'll make sure no one fights.
I didn't fight Rick, but he'd probably hang up on me before I could even get the invitation out.
We love all our
414-799-1250. Chris Middleton telling teams he's re-signing with the Bucks.
Scotch.
Maybe
no,
not
like
him.
Scotch.
Maybe it's his agent. Maybe it's the team. One Western Conference executive tells Jordan Brenner of The Athletic that he's back. Not at the max, a little less money at the beginning. It won't be the max, but it'll be close. That's a direct quote. 414-799-1250 on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day. Are you happy if Chris Middleton's back? Bucks fans, 414-799-1250 when the Wendy's Big Show's back here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ladies and gentlemen, we might have Tractorgate 2019. That's what it was called, right? Tractorgate? Tractor Watch?
Yeah, Tractor Watch.
Brett Favre on Instagram. Picture of Leroy's team from 1996. Brett Favre talking to Terry Bradshaw as Fox hands the Lombardi Trophy. Frank Winters holding it in the background. A true champion sticks to his or her calling. I'll be coming out of retirement and making my return to play in the NFL for the 2020 season. Stay tuned for more hashtag
you said that was
news.
Colin Kaepernick. Who you said that was?
That was Brett Favre, number four, as I wear the Brett Favre number 4 New York Jets jersey.
I don't know why y'all
keep
falling for this stuff.
Woo!
It's just like the Kardashians. They'll release something, y'all just fall for it.
I think the only issue is that he made one mistake in that write-up that he put up there. I believe instead of the N, it was supposed to be an X. For what, to say in 2020 I'll be coming back to play in the XFL.
No, he would never do that.
He should.
Nah.
Oh, he could make a boatload of money. Nah. Now, if it's money, Vince McMahon's got some money for him.
Nah,
Vince McMahon's got some money to give him now.
$250 million. He don't need no money for
that. He could use a couple more. Hey, what do rich people always say?
More money.
More money.
More money, more problems.
The more money you make, the more money you spend.
The more money you spend. Brett Favre's got a lot to spend.
I think Patrick Ewing said that at one point.
I don't think one person will call up and say they would want to see that. But
what?
People love dumpster fires.
Let's get it up later. I want to finish
not
out this.
One person wants to see Middleton that. Thing.
That's outrageous. Jackson, Milwaukee's up on the fan. Jack, Chris Middleton allegedly telling teams that he's going to be staying with the Bucks, just a little less than the max. Are you okay with that?
I think the most important thing that Milwaukee can have going forward is roster flexibility. And re-signing him to a contract that's backloaded. Like, you have a couple players in the NBA that have untradeable contracts. The Bucks have been signing players to bad contracts for the longest. So why add another bad contract?
So let him
appreciate
go.
Appreciate the call.
I mean,
no, go ahead. Go ahead, Jack.
I mean, there was a caller. He said he spoke to the fact about Game 3, Giannis making a couple free throws, and we would have won, where Middleton only scored 9 points in 55 minutes on 3 of 16 shooting. So he say if Giannis would have made a couple free throws, we would have won. I feel like if Middleton maybe shot 4 of 6, 7 of 16 instead of 3 for 16, then Toronto wouldn't have been able to put the wall up on Giannis.
No doubt. Appreciate the call, Jack. And it all ties into how teams are able to defend the Milwaukee Bucks. If you have the guys that are out on the perimeter that are locked down, drag out shooters, J.J. Redick, who is available in free agency, by the way, or what Chris Middleton could be, that situation could be right. And 3 of 16 from Chris Middleton being 5 of 16 could have been the difference for the Milwaukee Bucks. Christian's in Hales Corners. He's up on the fan. Hi, Christian.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Sure.
First of all, Billy, you and I graduated high school together. Awesome to see you or hear you on my favorite radio show every day.
How was Billy in high school? Was he a nice guy or did he bully you?
Dude, no, he was like the nicest dude, for real.
Good. So he's been a nice guy his whole life, then.
I don't believe it.
Because he's always been nice here. I just didn't know how he was like, you know, when we didn't know him in high school.
Thanks, Christian. I'll have your Venmo in the mail.
That's what I'm talking about. Secondly, anyone who says Jimmy Butler should come to the Bucks is out of their mind. And thirdly, I think we can all agree that whether or not we think it's a good idea that Chris Middleton is coming back with a contract, it's going to happen most likely. So we need to start focusing on who else do we need to keep in order to build around this, like, quote-unquote big three. I'm talking, like, make sure we got Lopez in the future. Make sure we got George Hill for those playoff times. You know, we can dish off Mirotic. He didn't do much. We can dish off Snell. I mean, he was injured, so he didn't do much. And I don't know if he would do much to add stuff to us defensively. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Brogdon, we got to keep. You know, we need to focus on that because Middleton will be here regardless. He's going to keep taking those shots. He's going to keep, you know, being inconsistent. But, you know, hopefully he'll work on it more, you know. That's all we can hope for at this point.
No doubt. Appreciate the call, Christian. And I think a lot of that comes down to coaching, right, Steve? I mean, a lot of people were calling the postgame show and calling this show, calling the rest of the shows during the playoffs, saying that there needed to be more adjustments, knowing what was happening with your crew, knowing that there are opportunities that you have on the roster to benefit the team at this moment. And then, like Christian said, if you believe that this is true and that Chris Middleton's here, maybe we need to stop focusing on that, figuring out what we can do with the rest of this little bit of money that we got to spend.
You don't have any money. You're going to spend all your money.
A little bit of money.
You have no money. You're going to spend all.
A little bit of money.
Don't. He's right. He's got no money.
Maybe for a 50-cent Frosty back in the day, but that's not even a thing anymore.
Just a little bit of money.
This is the thing, though. I mean, you're going to pay Brooke Lopez that mid-level exemption, $9 million, $9.5, whatever that is, and you're going to pay Brogdon $15, $16 million or whatever it is.
Or more.
And Mirotic is going to get somewhere around 12 to 14 probably. Probably not going to be able to keep him. You'll get George Hill back at a minimal type deal. They're trying to move, as we heard the report yesterday from Mark Stein, that they're trying to ship Snell or Ersan with that 30th pick in the first round from Thursday night and get a deal done so they can free up a little bit more money to spend money elsewhere. They don't have a lot of roster flexibility, folks. They just don't. They're kind of stuck right now, and that's why they're trying to move Ersan or Snell to try and get something else going. As Leroy stated earlier, something's brewing. Don't know what they got cooking.
Oh, it's
brewing. They're trying to get something going in some direction to get something done here in the next month or so would be our guess here on the Big Show.
Jamal's on the east side. Jamal, are you excited for Chris Middleton to come back?
Yes, I am excited. I'm glad that they are getting close to ending this thing and kind of just, killing the whole, the whole monotony of this, us wondering what's going to happen with him. But my main concern, I'm glad that he won't bring him back because moving him will probably risk damage to team chemistry, perhaps. Not getting the right guy that's going to fit with the team and what we're trying to do. And plus, also, I don't think a lot of teams are more or less just kind of just holding off. I mean, there's some team that might want to spend the money, but it might not be a contender where he might want to go and win. You know, he don't want to go play with, like, the Suns or the Pelicans or anything like that. And by the way, the team that's not doing anything, guys want to win. They want to win now. I mean, Chris Middleton's like almost with 30, or he's in the 30s already. No, he don't have much more time. He's thinking about, at the basketball type things,
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I had a gut that
Chris
was going to go
Middleton. Hold on. Chris Middleton turns 28 in August.
Okay, close enough. He's out of 28, how many more years you got to Sparky Pie? What, maybe a good 6-7 years, maybe?
This is a 5-year deal. So he's still within his prime here. It's by the time he's, 33 years old. 32 years old will be his last year.
True. Well, I hope they can keep the team together. I mean, if they know they want to win, get closer than we get this year. Next year, we had to go into luxury tax and bring guys back because, I mean, I would hate for them to go out and let these guys go, not bring them back, and then we don't get nothing in return and be back to square one where we were before.
Exactly.
And I don't want that to happen as a fan.
And they didn't want that to happen either.
I'm ready for them to win right now.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. See, that's just the thing, though. And mm-hmm. When we talked about this to start this whole thing an hour ago, I said they just could not gamble on trying to get somebody that's better than Middleton to come here. Because if they miss, then they are screwed. Because now you've just screwed Giannis out of that chance next year, and it's the year before you can give him the Supermax. And if he doesn't sign the Supermax, then he goes into the last year of his deal with a chance to hit free agency the year after, and then this entire town really is done with the Bucks. So you had no choice. I don't think you really had a choice. You had to pay the guy, providing he wanted to stay here.
Yes.
And he's wants to stay here, even with all the crap he gets on Sports Talk Radio, which I'm assuming he doesn't listen to, which I wouldn't. So you had to do what you had to do. Now, how this affects the rest of the team going forward, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, a lot of people got upset when he said he wanted to make a best decision for his family.
As every player does when they hit it in free agency, because that is how you usually make most decisions.
Yeah. Patrick Beverly said, man, he's all about securing his family and getting the bag.
I ain't got no problem with
Patrick Beverly's trying to get paid. That's what he's trying to do. And
Patrick Beverly has gotten paid, too.
Right. And Malcolm Brogdon's going to be doing the same thing.
No doubt about it.
Want to talk about getting paid? Josh McCown just wrapped up his NFL career yesterday.
Yeah. Talk about Brett Favre.
$51.3 million made in 17 years in the NFL, playing in 99 football games.
Will he know who he is by the time he's 60?
Josh McCown? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he should.
Yeah, he ain't playing a lot of games.
He got banged around a couple of times, but just a couple of times.
Dude, he was a career backup.
Dude, that's a lot of football, though.
No, it's not. 99 games?
Just standing around.
Do that divided by 17, cuz.
Started games, not played it.
I'm not supposed to do math on the air, so Anthony Mandel will talk. I'll have that answer next. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. A pair of Summerfest tickets on the line today. Figure out a way to do it. Now, I had an idea of how to do this, but then it kind of got poo-pooed earlier on in the show.
Did you know?
When I got called, what?
Did you know that Brett's coming back? Is that why you wore the Jets jersey?
No, I didn't, but is it a great coincidence?
Did Brett tell you?
I really wish I would have been the one to hack his account and do it. Like, that would have been a lot better.
You think somebody hacked his account?
I can't think the 45-plus-year-old man believes that he can come back and play football at this point in time and actually is willing to do it in the NFL.
What if?
I would get it in the XFL because then they would tell him, hey, $75 million
Hold on.
A red jersey.
Can I do a topic we didn't talk about? Hey, so let me ask you this. If they paid Brett whatever it is that Brett would take to come back to be Aaron's backup, would you do it?
No.
Over no. Kizer?
Yeah.
And over Boyle?
No.
Yeah.
I'd do it instantaneously.
Nope.
I'd do it right now.
Nope.
I would take old Brett Favre over Kizer and Boyle. Now I'd take him. Right now. I think Brett Favre can put you in a position to win more games at his old age than you can with the two backup quarterbacks you currently have.
And man, would it be fun.
And it would be highly entertaining when Brett Favre had more reporters around his locker than Aaron Rodgers after around his locker. Oh, it'd be so much fun, Gary.
Gary Camp would be a lot more fun when we go up there in July.
You want to talk about sports talk heaven?
You're talking about, that's what Steve don't.
Sports talk heaven, that's what that would be if Brett Favre was on this roster.
It would be. It would be.
But you're talking about killing the team? I don't know if they can come back from it.
Hey, man.
A Super Bowl champion.
You put Brett Favre in that locker room with a brand new coach, mm-mm. Matt LaFleur. Mm-mm. And Matt's like, dude, I don't know what to do with Aaron, man. He's just not running with the stuff I'm calling or whatever the case may be.
Set it back like 15, 20 years.
Yeah, Brett's like, hey, man, I'll call your stuff. I mean, Aaron's really smart, though. I'm not as smart as Aaron, but.
But you're not really serious, are you?
Yeah, I'm serious as a heart attack.
No.
I'd take old man Brett Favre. Yeah, I'd take old man Brett Favre over these two jamokes that they got up there right now. Yeah.
Oh, man, that would just be the best thing ever.
Yes, I would.
That would be tremendous. He'd be the first player in NFL history, Gary, to wear a jersey that is already retired for him for that organization.
No, he'd kill it.
They just cover up the four up in the rafters.
It? Just what you just said.
What, you think he would try and maneuver around Rodgers?
All the attention would be around.
Oh, he would. Yeah.
There would be a lot of attention. It would take a lot of focus off Aaron, though.
Naturally, too. I mean, he wouldn't even really be doing it.
The post has been deleted from Brett Favre's account. Sky Grosky just tweeted. Yeah.
Somebody hacked him. It's a great hack, though.
He should have just went with it.
Tremendous work. Tremendous stuff by that guy.
It's been deleted now.
Yeah, Sky Grosky of CBS 58 just tweeted out it's been deleted.
Like, out of all the things that you can hack somebody's account with.
I feel pretty good about that then, because I normally never do stuff like that. Like, find something on Instagram that nobody else can find, although I didn't read it on air.
Definitely, it blew up, though.
Yeah, I never do stuff like that. I never find stuff like that to even talk about.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how Steve always finds breaking news all the time? He's got.
Right. And I'm not on Instagram, so Gary's got that.
Right.
I never do that stuff.
And you mentioned it. You're like, I didn't bring that up on air, did I?
Right.
No, but I'm going to.
Right.
It's fun.
Is that a thing? No, you don't want him in that locker room. Never.
Yeah, I kind of do. I think it would be amazing. Primarily from the sense of I'd want him in the locker room because then he could be in the locker room to get audio and interviews as the new color commentator for the Green Bay Packers radio broadcast. That's why I would want him in. That's why I would want him there, is so that he could then be a part of the radio broadcast, getting interviews and interviewing Aaron Rodgers. That would be outstanding. My dream would be to have Brett Favre be the color commentator for the Green Bay Packers till he's like 87 years old and can barely remember when he played on Monday Night Football. And then I get to stand right next to him and be like, Brett, game's on over here, bud. Come on
can
now.
You
Packers just, are up 21-6. Well,
okay, if we're going to do that, then we're bringing back John Madden.
Sure, fine.
Any day of the week.
I'd love Madden. But this is the thing. Could you imagine those training camp practices, him running with the other twos,
scout team.
And Rodgers running the other, and you're telling me you don't think he's going to want to beat that one team with Aaron Rodgers?
Because every time Favre would throw a touchdown, the place would go absolutely ballistic.
And he would run nothing that the other team would have any idea what was coming. They'd have no idea. He'd be drawing it up, like, literally in the on the grass. Dude, you go this way, you go this way. I'm going to pump fake here, jump up into the air, come down, twirl, and then throw
that,
it.
How's that help a team
That's
win?
How it's going to
be just amazing.
Oh, who cares? Okay. From the aspect of the fans, do you know how packed those public practices would be, Gary?
It would be crazy.
You have any idea? Family night? Oh, family night tickets would go through the roof.
We thought Family Night was crazy when you decided that he was coming.
Already sold out. Yeah. We need him.
Tickets. Well, how much are tickets? Like $10?
$5?
Yeah.
$10?
They could charge $100 a ticket.
If
Brett Favre's out there running the twos against Aaron Rodgers one, people pay $100 for those tickets.
You don't need them. It's already sold out.
They'd have higher TV ratings than any exhibition game they're going to show all year, the Family Night practice.
Oh, man. That gold package game on August 8th against the Texans would be huge. Could you imagine J.J. Watt walking over being like, hey, man, Aaron, you're cool. I see you at the Pro Bowl every year, but I got to go talk to you. I got a quarterback, man. Damn, I used to watch that dude when I was like 4 years old. He's playing ball. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I don't even want to sack him. I just want to touch him, see what he's like.
I'm sorry. That would be so entertaining. And again, if they had a backup quarterback that I thought could win a game, that'd be one thing. But these two guys, I don't know if they can win a game if Aaron Rodgers goes down. And you, Gary, you've always said it.
What?
He'll be 100 years old and be able to sling that thing.
It.
Won't matter. Will not matter.
Been half the quarterbacks in the league.
And this coach is going to run the football a hell of a lot more than the last coach, or so he says. And without Rodgers, they're going to run it a lot more. This ain't going to be Brett Favre slinging around 45, 50 times in a game.
I'm telling you, man.
Hell yes, I'd take Brett.
What time are we playing the interview again?
Vince McMahon, his mind has to be spinning to have this situation go down for the XFL.
I wouldn't go to the XFL if I was Brett, no. That's a dangerous situation.
$70, $80 million.
You got a bunch of...
Tell them they're not touching me.
Lower-level players.
They make a real exception for him. Just say, yeah, you know what? Oh, good. Yeah, no. The only red jersey in the league is for number four.
Then he should come back.
Then he should come back.
Yeah, if he did that, if they did that and paid him like $20 million, then he should come back.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Oh, man. Packers training camp.
Hold
practice.
On one
oh, yeah. Get this to Leroy first.
Because he wasn't in here.
I want him to throw up.
I
want to
know this.
Let me take some water first.
You're going to need a big old gulp. Big old gulp, Roy.
That tastes good. Green gold Kool-Aid.
Stop. I should stop.
That's 1996 version.
Get one more gulp. You're going to need it.
Yeah, you got the 96 version Kool-Aid here. Who would you rather have this year?
This year?
This year.
No, that's not the question.
This year.
Oh, that's not the question.
Kizer?
That's not the question.
And your guy, Boyle, as backup quarterback?
That's not the question.
Or Brett Favre as backup quarterback?
Boyle, man, stop it. All day long.
It is his boy, though.
He dressed up.
He's a better quarterback than Brett right now.
Then what was the question, Gary? Then what was the question?
What's the other one?
The question is, do you want Brett Favre in your locker room?
Yeah, over those other two knuckleheads.
He can come visit. I visit the locker room
all the time. No, man, no. It's a backup.
No.
Leroy, can
We've
you
had
imagine?
The retirement. You want me to replay it
Leroy,
for you on the phone?
He's amazing. At which one? Which one of the three? Listen.
The Hall of Fame one that we did with the Packers.
The Jets one. He retired from the Packers.
Well,
the Jets.
The
Vikings. Which one are you going to play for me?
The
Jets one was just a press release. It wasn't even a press conference.
Yeah, you're right.
But think about this. Now training camp practices, Favre running with the twos, Rodgers running with the ones.
Steve, stop.
Got some competition. Yeah. Family night, Leroy?
Yeah.
Forget $10 a ticket, $100 a ticket.
They got plenty of money. They ain't trying to get no money. Like, they could just do another stock sale if they want money.
You're right about that.
Yeah, they don't need to do that. Now, Boyle is your backup, guys.
I'd be there at every single practice.
And is how you say his name?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If Brett Favre was the backup, showing broadcast just there.
Every
can you imagine him and Aaron Rodgers in the same meeting? Stop it.
It would be legendary stuff.
No, it won't.
Talk about Hard Knocks.
Yeah, I love to keep this drama going.
Hard Knocks for sure.
You guys think Antonio Brown is interesting on Hard Knocks.
I would cancel Hard Knocks if they could. It would
have the highest ratings ever.
Cancel it.
No.
It would be the highest rated Hard Knocks ever.
No doubt about it.
Nobody wants to see it but you two weirdos.
No, I disagree.
I think a majority of the listening audience
would love to see this.
He should not mess his legacy up with that. Okay.
Well, it was hacked anyway. So yeah.
I know, but it's just funny.
Still legendary stuff.
I know,
though.
It is okay.
Leroy could enhance his legacy.
No, it couldn't.
They could be in a situation where Rodgers gets hurt in the playoffs and Favre's got to win two games to win a Super Bowl.
Give me Boyle, man.
That what?
This is not Detroit. What is wrong with you?
Hey, man.
You got that drop? We should stop.
I'm getting excited. Anybody want to talk about this other than me and Baby Tosh?
I would absolutely love it.
Hey,
I mean,
man,
that would just be amazing stuff. That would just be amazing stuff.
One of my best friends. He had a birthday 2 weeks ago. He does not want to make this a lane.
This isn't going to be a lane in Great Lakes Dragway.
See, not a Brett guy?
But.
No. Roy's a Packer fan. Anybody in the uniform.
How about this? This is how we're going to give away a pair of Summerfest tickets today. Simple poll question.
What's the poll question?
Do you want to see Brett Favre, or would you have Brett Favre as your backup quarterback over Deshaun Kizer and Tim Boyle?
Take this
retweet for yes,
you.
Like for no. Anthony Mandela put it up at 105.7 FM The Fan.
Boyle is your backup, man.
Twitter page, tweet your response. Chance to win Summerfest tickets here on The Fan. We give them away on the Wendy's Big Show each and every day, all day this week.
Y'all should stop this.
Come on, Leroy. You got to imagine that would be amazing stuff.
Hey, Tom, man, come talk to these guys, man.
Just amazing stuff.
Y'all Steve, just want, they want to see him get hurt.
No, Steve found something else. Now, what'd you find, Steve?
They won't see him.
Oh, I'm just looking at Twitter.
Yeah, he found, he's just smiling ear to ear.
No, he wasn't smiling.
There's just,
he was lost in space.
There's like, just lots of stuff on Twitter about stuff. Chris Paul, and maybe he goes back. Maybe he goes to be a Laker now with LeBron James.
He always wanted to be a Laker.
Him and James Harden apparently don't get along, and James Harden won't talk to him.
We're good.
You want Chris Paul?
No, we're good. We're good.
You don't want Chris Paul the Lakers?
No, absolutely not.
That ship didn't sail.
Yeah. He's a lot of money.
Chris Paul is all these
people,
old,
what do all these people want to talk about? What was all this?
We have David in Greenfield on the Wendy's Big Show. David, you're on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'd pay $1,000 to see Brett Paul.
No, you
there
wouldn't.
You
no,
go. You wouldn't. Thank no, you wouldn't. Very much. No, of course you would.
You did that to get on the radio. Now you've made your impact. Would. Dude, you got bills due. And there's no way your wife will let you pay $1,000 for that. Stop it.
Probably not, but still, I mean, I could ask her. She'd say no. I mean,
no, you'll be moving you'll be moving in with me, staying with me while she's upset.
David, then you can go and do it because you're a grown man and you don't need to ask permission from anybody to go enjoy
David,
your
don't
money.
Don't do it. Don't do
go,
it.
Go do it, David. See, there it is.
Imagine training camp, right? It says people with like poster board. It's got
they already got that going on. They don't need Brett for that.
No, they don't.
They got standing room only.
Could you imagine the amount of people be at the family night?
It's already so loud.
Yeah. It's so loud.
And like $10 a ticket. You can charge $100, $200 a ticket, and they would be sold out.
They're already charging.
Now you'd have something to be really entertained by Brett versus Aaron.
Need any of that stuff,
Aaron Rodgers is the entertainment. Yeah. I like the way this movie is going. Now you want to put a movie on that we've seen before.
47-year-old Brett Favre going up against like second-year players and defensive backs. And
so you two weirdos think that his arm is better than the two young guys up there.
I don't know if it is. I'd love to see it, though.
Okay, what do you think?
No, you wouldn't.
Huh?
Okay, what you think?
I was watching this food because I'm done with
said.
I'm watching. I was watching this joke on a motorcycle going underneath the doggone thing on a train track. Why are you doing that?
It's an elderly person. It says,
"Oh,
hey,
see,
Gary,
is that what
he
mean?
Said?"
I'm buying a motorcycle.
Leroy said,
"We know
that Favre doesn't have a stronger arm right now than what Kaiser or Boyle do. What do
I'm
you
not,
think?
I'm not debating with Leroy. I'm not getting down.
I want to see him get hurt.
Let Leroy be where he want to be at."
Right, so you agree that Favre's got a stronger arm than both of us.
Let Leroy be where
he does not. He doesn't.
Well, you know what I already told you.
Yeah, you said he have a stronger arm than most guys. These guys, like 70 years old.
He's 70 years old. I already told you that.
Just like
you've been saying it for years. Mm-hmm.
Take the younger guy. You said that too. The bigger, stronger,
not with that arm.
Guy.
He's smart.
And Tim,
you and I
that
like
Joker, that
Tim
Joker got
cut
like,
up. Ain't he cut up, Gary?
Yeah, he's cut up. But your boy Brett on the bicycle, though, Leroy. You know, he be on that.
He's been doing those triathlons.
Yeah, man.
Country
he
strong,
been
Leroy.
Running and stuff. You know, he out there, now, Roy.
You're country that strong.
Yeah, he
Roy, why don't you call Brett and see talk about
I don't
want to
see Brett get hurt just for y'all entertainment.
I want to see him get hurt.
You don't want to?
No, I don't want to. Just enjoy his
Why
life,
is he going to get hurt? He's backing up Aaron Rodgers, unless you think 12 is going to get hurt.
He's only got a red jersey on.
All he's got to do is hold the clipboard.
Escape.
Good.
Brett can't escape.
He's just going to hold the clipboard.
Brett's a statue. He ain't moving nowhere,
he's just sitting down.
He's just going to hold a clipboard.
He never wanted to hold a clipboard. He never wanted to be like the guy that just
Don't you remember last time when they wiped him off that turf there in Minnesota?
Oh, they took him out of that
car.
That
was bad.
It was
so depressing. I remember that. That was
they
sad.
They had a bounty hat on him.
Let bygones be bygones. Well, no, that wasn't a game, Leroy. That was in
Still would love to see
Gary.
Him.
The Saints game, wasn't it?
No, with the Gophers. They played in Minnesota.
When Corey Wooten took him down with shoulder injury, and that was the last play he ever played.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Gary, come on. One more time with Captain Awesome. You don't want that?
No.
Captain Awesome back riding strong again?
Didn't y'all have the barbecue that burned his jersey?
I don't know.
Oh, you could relaunch that whole thing with Favre jerseys.
It would be outstanding.
Brand new Packer Favre jerseys.
You, two, and David, the only one that's going to want to see that.
That would be amazing stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.